This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hey there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Eben.
And I'm Bari Sadana.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a case called 303 Creative LLC versus Elenis. So I've never been able to pronounce that correctly, but we just received a decision, I think about a month ago on this case. The case is about, essentially, it takes place in Colorado. The Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act, known as CADA, prevents businesses that are open to the public, public accommodations, basically, from discriminating on the basis of multiple factors, one of them being sexual orientation. Lori Smith is a wedding website designer, and she wanted to post a message on her website explaining that she opposed same-sex marriage on religious grounds. And before the state could even attempt to enforce CADA, she challenged CADA in federal court. And so this is a case based on a hypothetical.
Yeah, and I think that's like one side of the argument is that she hadn't started posting any of her wedding websites. And in fact, she wanted to wait because she was worried about compelled speech and this idea that she would have been forced to make websites for same-sex couples when she does not agree with their marriage.
Like, this case rubs me the wrong way for that, that reason.
Me too.
It just really pisses me off.
Anyways, so the Supreme Court decided that Colorado cannot force Smith to make creative designs speech that is at odds with her personal beliefs on the basis of the First Amendment.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this case to me comes down to dignity on both sides of it. Like, I worry about the dignity of same-sex couples who may be denied service from businesses like Smith's because of this decision. But I also think, like, I wouldn't be best friends with Lori Smith, but I think it does preserve some amount of dignity for her to be able to say or not say something like this. And creative expression is speech, right?
Yeah. And I think, like, again, my biggest problem with this case is that it was, in my opinion, based on a hypothetical. And I don't know. I mean, of course, she had standing for them to rule on it, right? But, like, I wonder if there was even, in my opinion, standing, because from a report done by the New Republic, by a reporter with the New Republic, Melissa Grant, a 2016 email that was included in Lori Smith's filings from a gay man asking Smith for a wedding design, for wedding design services, was apparently fake. And his contact information led Grant to a straight married web designer who said he would have no reason to contact Smith. And it's just like, that just rubs me the wrong way.
What was she trying to do? Like, what was she trying to do? Like, she wanted, like, does she have some vendetta against gay people? Like, no. I don't.
I mean, like, because, like, usually with these kinds of cases, right, we saw with, like, Master Cakes and we saw with, like, the cake shop that they had, that it is the gay couple, the queer couple, that is suing on the grounds of their rights being discriminated against. So just this,
but this is the fact that a woman who has not had a same-sex couple approach her asking for,
and I wonder what precedent that sets up for other, also, like, I'm not saying I disagree with the ruling.
I don't,
because, you know, Justice Gorsuch and the majority said that tolerance, not coercion, is our nation's answer. I wholeheartedly agree on that stance.
I don't know. I think this case does not have to mean that public accommodations can start denying queer people service.
And
this is creative speech. This is actual speech. But if you and I walk into a coffee shop tomorrow and somebody thinks we look like a gay couple, they can't deny a service.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That is exactly. And I think it's really important that the Supreme Court
make that distinction
and is protecting speech, because again, we get into speech is a fundamental right, right? And I think right now this is kind of one of my issues with both parties, is kind of both parties are taking their little cutesy, like, stances on speech. You know, for example, we're seeing with, like, Florida's standards, middle school standards, saying that, like, you know, slavery benefited enslaved people, which,
not even just that, and, like, book bans.
Right? Yeah. That's, like, one side, right? But then the other side is like, oh, but there's, you know, people on social media groups may not be allowed to talk about their personal opinion on the election, for example.
Yeah,
and it's like, I think speech on both sides of the aisle is being attacked.
It's period. Not just being like, attacked. It's just like, it's this huge, contentious mammoth of an issue right now.
Because everyone's free speech forms. Until it comes to an issue that they disagree with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's my thing with this is, even though I'm wholeheartedly in support of the LGBTQ plus community, that does not mean the also, like, you know, if you are a queer person, I highly doubt that you're gonna go to someone.
No, and like, that is why would you? Like, Jesus,
or not? Maybe even not I, but just has religious convictions, or you know,
or even if you're like a friend or family to queer people, like, we're not hitting up Lori Smith. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't fuck with her like that.
It's just not gonna happen. Yeah. You know, and it's like, it's just I don't know. My biggest issue with the. The funniest thing is that, like, the couple wasn't real. Like, I just find that so funny.
It's hysterical.
That he's been married for 15 years
to a woman.
Like, oh my God. Like, that's hilarious. But I also think, like, I just wish, I feel like I could support this decision way more than if I support the decision, but I wish it wasn't on a hypothetical case.
And you know what? Like, I worry a little bit about the precedent this sets in terms of, like, does this open up Pandora's box? Because, you know, a few days after this case was decided, a hairdresser in Traverse City, Michigan posted on Facebook, if a human identifies as anything other than a man/woman, please seek services at a local pet groomer. You are not welcome at this hair salon, period. So this is somebody who interpreted this decision as a, you know, I now get to deny service to queer people as a hairdresser. You know, you are public public accommodations protections for queer people exist state to state in plenty of states.
But I also think, like, and again, like you're saying, like, we're seeing, like, a rise of anti-trans legislation in North Carolina, for example. There's a slate of bills, right? The Parents' Bill of Rights, this idea of forced outing of children, which is just, like, in my opinion, as a teenager who is, you know, going, who has friends who are, you know, trans, gender non-conforming, non-binary, that is literally, for some of them, a danger to their lives. And there is an exception, but it's like, how do you like, it's just not, it's just really frustrating to see. Yes, it feels like a setback, but at the same time, like, this was a really important decision to be made. And at the same time, and sexuality is not protected in the Constitution.
Yeah. You or know, like, codified in the law.
Like, I mean, of course, Respect for Marriage Act, but even with, like, the 14th Amendment, right, it's not an the Equal Protection Clause is not explicit protection
for these specific people.
And it hasn't been used. Well, the Supreme Court at least hasn't, you know, said that it is a...
I really think it's a double-edged sword, though, in the sense that, as you, like, I agree with everything you just said, but freedom of speech is, like, for me personally, one of the protections in our Constitution that I hold most dear. And I think it's one that has held our republic in good stead for generations. And I think it strips people of their dignity, and it wears away at our democracy and the potency of our democracy if governments can force you to make or not make speech that you disagree with fundamentally.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, I think free speech is so important. And that's why, like, again, that's why I take issues with some of the ways in which the parties are addressing free speech issues, because it feels like no one is actually for free speech. Yeah. They're only for speech on their side. And I'm
exactly.
Like,
and freedom of speech isn't for speech that people agree with. You know, freedom of speech is for speech that isn't politically correct. It's speech that's offensive. It's speech that pisses people off, pisses me off. Like,
right, yeah. You know, like, I mean, if you, as someone who is a white supremacist, are allowed to write, then, like, you know what I mean. Like,
I'm not a,
like,
white supremacist, by the way.
Oh, yeah, girl. I meant, like, you as in, like, a random person who probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. But, anyways. Well, I mean, you can't really, anyways. But I think, like,
I think it's a good decision. I'm worried.
I wish it was,
And I wish it was real. Like, I wish it was real.
Yeah.
Like, I wish she actually had a same-sex couple say, hey, make us a website.
And then she had, like,
a valid reason to do this. Not this weird vendetta against gay people where she just, before the problem arises.
I don't even know if it's a vendetta. Like, I understand, I think, that there was a genuine fear that she would have been, because with the law, with the Colorado law, like, they do have Like, you can get in trouble for violating the law, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I think that was part of her fear, was that it was done to protect herself.
But she created a fake couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that's what's getting me, is, like, he was married to a woman.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy that this is, like...
I don't know. I really just, I hope that, like, I know that this case was written narrowly enough and decided narrowly enough that you can't sit there and take 303 Creative and be like, yeah, now public accommodations can deny LGBTQ plus people
and
services.
And same thing with, like, interracial. Like, I know that's something that people are worried about, is like, interracial marriage, because there used to be religious convictions against that too. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think Loving,
yeah.
Yeah. I think there's enough protection to say that, no, that is not the case.
Yeah. And I think what I'm worried about is, in the upcoming months and years, there might be a slate of, you know, people who are trying to discriminate against queer people who are plaintiffs and who are, you know, like, challenging these things in lower courts. And I'm worried about how it plays out, especially with the Supreme Court. Like, what will they say if we have a case that's, you know, the question being, can public accommodations deny services to people?
Yeah.
This is not the same thing as a coffee shop or a restaurant or something like that, you know? This is creative design, this is free speech, and it's online.
And I think that's the big difference, is that that's speech. It is protected, right?
Yeah, but is hairdressing speech? Like, it's art, technically, right? Like, I mean, way you cut my hair might be art, and if it's, like, speech for you,
you know what I mean? I think people, you know, is the latte design art, right? But I think, again, we'll see those cases, and I think we'll see, you know, the...
Yeah, and is food art, like, is food art, like, you know?
Oh, yeah, like...
Will a chef make that argument and say, no, we're not going to serve... Because you know what worries me? It's not just queer people, it's like... Even if you look like a queer person, or if you're suspected to be one, then what kind of witch hunt does this become?
And yeah, And it's just really tricky
and scary
territory, I think.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I think with those kinds of cases, we'll see that. I don't think it'll come down in favor of those people who are discriminating against the community. But I don't know. This is a whirlwind of case, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of...
A lot.
Pieces, moving pieces.
Oh, yeah. I think that's all we have for you today. We will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.